Hello, this is Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. The date is March 29th, 2017. This is Nancy Saibar and Adi Tomy from KPFT, Secretary, and I shall call the roll. KPFA, Tom Verhees.
Here.
Tom, present. Carol Wolfley.
Here.
Carol's present. From KPFK, Michael Novick. Michael, I do not hear you. Fernando Velasquez. Fernando, I do not hear you. Lisa Wong.
Here.
Lisa, present.
Here.
WBA. Yeah, Lisa's here. Okay. And from WBAI, John Riley.
Here.
John Riley, present. Serene Roberts.
Not here.
You wish. Okay. Serene is here. At KPFT, Teresa Allen. Teresa, I do not hear you. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Wesley, present. Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia?
Here.
Oh, present. Okay. And Nancy Saibar and Adi Tomy, I'm here. And Eric Ramey from WPFW. Eric, I do not hear you. And also from WPFW, Meredith Cordisco. Meredith, I do not hear you. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9, and quorum is established. Fine. Okay, now we can start. We need to make an agenda. Please put your name and your station and get on the stack. Were you able to see the suggestions or email the suggestions of I sent either yesterday or today, I can't remember, maybe both. And Carol sent something. Anybody want to get on the stack and present your agenda item?
Serene, WBA, I want to propose we set the next meeting date.
Good idea.
Early in the meeting. And that we end by 10 p.m., which is to say in 54 minutes.
p.m., not 10:30? Well, that's your suggestion, from 10 p.m.
Thank you, ma'am.
let's take the, shall we do the next meetings before everybody's gone? Get the Pacifica calendar up. Does anybody see the calendar? KP.
Oh, no, I meant put it on the agenda, not that we had to discuss it right now.
Oh, all right. I was going to do that now, but anyway, we're okay. 29. Well, anyway, I got the calendar up. What days are bad for people? Any day is the same? Don't speak up all at once. Okay.
What's your question?
I asked which day is really bad for somebody.
Well, I thought we were going to make the agenda first and then actually discuss the item.
Yes. Okay. Well, nobody answered, so I guess there's every day is the same. All right. Let's make the agenda. Who wants to?
Carol Wolfley, I have an item for the agenda.
KPFA,
I wanted to talk about news sharing and coordination nationally.
Okay, let's call this news sharing nationally. Okay, anybody else? Nobody else has any items to put on? Okay. All right. Nancy, I'll call it myself. I sent by email several things, I think 5 things, about I don't know if you received. Did anybody not receive my suggestions for the agenda? Okay. All right.
I mean, I received it.
You have.
This is Lisa. Sorry, KPFA.
Yes. Is it Carol?
Yes. Oh, this is Lisa, KPFA. It seems like I don't really receive emails unless I only receive emails from someone named, I believe, Serene. But not from you, so I have not received any agenda or anything. I only knew to call in because I got a text from Nancy. If not, I would not have known that we can do this via phone because I'm always at work.
Oh, okay. And Fernando, yeah, he cannot. He's working until 9:30 Pacific time. So actually, that's his problem. Your LSB needs to replace him with somebody else. He cannot join this committee. Reminders then. It starts with no reply. This is Lisa talking. Is that the person who's talking now?
Yeah, I just finished speaking.
Okay. All right, Lisa. So we'll have to ask Otis to get your reminders out. And later on, you don't have to say it on the air, on the stream, but email me or send me your email, and I'll make sure Otis has it. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Carol Wolfley, KPFA.
Yes, what is your point of view? Go ahead, Carol.
I'm going to email you now, Lisa, information about the one of the issues that I brought up, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I had sent an email explaining my things and about a open journal substitute show with a collection of the best responses in a premium form. And an open journal would be we allow community groups or persons that are helping society come on and take the mic, and they can produce maybe one show in a lifetime or one show in a year and have a lot of concentrated energy that would be very difficult for a regular programmer to do every week. So this is what I wanted to consider doing making either put it in the bylaws so it's protected. I mean, we have almost no rights as programming. It's always all left to the manager, but I think we need to have the importance of a show, the LSB show, and also the importance of a show that would allow other people, not regular programmers, to come on and do a show. And that's one thing. The other thing is a whistleblower show where we can have an interview with or a statement by somebody and disguise their voice with software and then present this anonymous whistleblower and have other experts or from various fields to discuss the show. And that would be called a whistleblower show. The other thing is transcription, asking for volunteers to come and transcribe some of the shows that they like or they think is important into English for the hearing impaired or the deaf. And then also we need to start thinking about our last motion that we passed at the end of this 2016 programming committee was to go to ask the managers to start to do some recording, visual as well as audio recording. And then if you go into visual and do DVDs, then you can do captions. You can do captions in two different languages. And we could bring in the deaf and the hearing impaired. I think we ought to concentrate on something that will bring in and attract and keep new listeners as much as possible. And so these things, when I'm in the field and I'm asking people, would you like to do a show on KPFD? If you're making some community support or helping society, and people are very excited if they're going to get to do their own show. The other thing was a town hall meeting on the air and in person, and then we can be taking calls from the station or from the place wherever we're having the town hall meeting. I think that would be really good for people who cannot get out and drive in a car and go to a town hall meeting, but we could have some issue like education or health care or something that's really, you know, important, and they could participate, especially people who cannot travel so easily and elderly people. I don't know if it's ever been done at the other stations or not. Anyway, those things I want to put on as ideas to choose from. So I'll put all five. Is anyone show any interest in any of these, or has something else they would like to that feels very strongly important to discuss?
So, this is Lisa, KTFA. Are we just adding issues to the agenda?
Yes. We're making
okay.
Actually.
No opinions yet. Okay.
Yeah. So we're not saying these are concrete. We cannot possibly do all these things tonight. We can just leave them for the next time. But what would y'all like to attack first?
I would like to make a proposal that we...
Is it Carol?
Carol from KPFA.
Yes.
Wolfley, I'd like to propose that we take the things in the order of setting the next meeting date, talking about the news sharing nationally, and then the items that you are bringing up, Nancy, third. So I would like to put that in a motion that we have those three things in that order.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was talking to the nurse. Is that okay with everybody? Then we don't have to go to vote, and I don't have to take the votes. John, Tom, do y'all have any things you want, any additions or any comments or something that you want to cover?
Done from Tom.
Okay. How about you, John?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Last year we did have a motion passed in the committee about more respectful attitude of management towards programming, and don't just, you know, cut the shows suddenly without any discussion. We did do that. I'm not sure. I think that needs more follow up, and because we haven't discussed that since. Okay, so shall we continue? Have it as the first one will be the news, and then the second, third, fourth, fifth. Does anybody want to do any of those?
Well, I thought we said the first would be the next meeting date.
Yes, well, I want to set the agenda first, Carol.
Yeah. It would go first meeting date, then the news.
Well, we decided to do the agenda first, so let me get it clear about
that. Oh, good. And, yeah, the agenda, then the meeting date, then the news.
Yes, then the meeting date. Okay.
Yeah.
So news sharing nationally we'll do first, and then maybe open journal show second. And how much time, Carol, would you like to have?
I would like to have 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Okay.
And I would like to invite Otis to also participate as a guest in the discussion because he is involved with doing things nationally.
Okay. Let's see. So open journals, and three is the whistleblower show. And number four is transcription. And number five, the town hall on the air. Okay. All right. So we'll just leave it like that. And what we don't get to, we can go next time or if the committee has interest. Okay. Next meeting. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the calendar for April. Okay, if we were to meet in 3 weeks,
Is that too soon, or is that about right? Okay, I'll continue the 17th, Monday, Tuesday, 18th, Wednesday, 19th.
This is Serene.
Thursday, yes. These are all open.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Serene? Yes?
Yeah, since I put it on the agenda, may I speak to it?
Excuse me? Say one more time.
Since I put the issue of the next meeting on the agenda, I would like to speak to it.
Oh, speak, please.
Okay, so KPFT and WBI both meet on the 12th.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll conduct elections then. But in order to allow the new folks who will be joining to... yeah, to have that full 7 days notice to prepare, et cetera. I would recommend that we set the meeting for the 26th.
Okay, that's a KPFD Finance Committee on the 26th. That's the fourth Wednesday of April. Can we
okay.
do it?
Let me get a calendar.
But actually, none of us are members of the Finance Committee. I go to it, but do you think the members...
Is that a problem with recording, having two meetings at the same time?
No, the problem is if we're still on this committee, the people from KPFT, then they cannot go to the finance. But all the people on KPFT programming, National Program Committee, are off the board now, all of us. The four from each station, the support from KPFT. Well, I'm not going to stand in the way.
What about earlier?
Serene,
in a week.
Yeah, Serene, you said the 26th. You don't think the week before is okay? That week.
You're a little faint. I'm sorry. Say that again.
The week before the 26th is the 16th through the 22nd. It is just blank Monday through Fridays. Well, Monday through Thursday is blank. Would we do that Wednesday instead?
Well, I mean, the 7-day notice isn't mandatory.
No, it would be more than 7 days.
It's April. April.
Hello. And the board's... The boards are not meeting until the 12th of April. So
yes.
I suppose people could be told that. May I please?
Yes.
I suppose people can be told at the time that they're running, and you'll have to be at a meeting next week, Wednesday. You know, that's fine. I thought more notice would give them an opportunity to maybe catch up. You know, some of the minutes or some of the recordings of previous meetings, but I'm not wedded to the 26th.
Oh, I see what you mean.
This is Carol Wolfley, KPFA. I'd like to propose the Wednesday, the 19th of April.
Okay, I'm going to take back my my complaint about the 26th because well, you know, Serene, we're late in starting and might as well people who are running, if they you think they won't be able to come within a week, they wouldn't know. Maybe I should send a letter to all the LSBs and tell them we're going to have the 19th. No? You don't think so? Okay.
No, I don't think 120 people need to get a letter about a meeting that, you know, six additional people or whatever it is need to attend.
Four.
I think that might be a little overkill. You know, it's fine. Those of you, well, it's New York and it's Houston, and although there was like no response at all from the Houston board chair or secretary, certainly, a note can be sent to them saying, oh, well, when you meet next month, please let people know that if they run and are elected for programming, they'll be in a meeting the following Wednesday. I think that's more than enough.
Oh, so you're agreeing that a notice is all right to tell them, to warn them if they're planning to run for the committee that we're going to meet on the 19th?
I'm saying that if this body decides to meet on the 26th, then there will be time for them to be added to the KPFTX, hopefully, list and get their independent notice, reminder, or whatever it's called. If this body decides to meet on the 19th, then it would be a good idea to send a note to the board chair, the two boards in question, saying, please let people know that if they run and are seated on the, are elected on the 12th, they'll be at a meeting the following Wednesday. Big deal.
Okay. I will do that. That's easy. I could do that. And I think
Well, you will do that based on the date. So can we move to voting on the date?
Yes. And also for KPFK, I would include because Fernando has too much difficulty with the.
I respectfully recommend that you let Fernando handle his business.
Yes. Yes. I told him that. I told him, please do something about it. And
okay.
We'll do
Madam Acting Chair. Let Fernando handle Fernando's business.
No, I told him to please do something about it, but don't just continue.
Nancy,
come up. Yeah.
With all due respect.
Yes.
We can move on from that.
So how about the 19th? Is everybody okay with that? It's the third Wednesday. Hearing no objection. Okay, let's do the 19th. All right. Is that okay? All right. And next, let's start with the news sharing nationally. Carol, would you like to motivate?
Yes. So what I wanted to really begin with is I think I was very happy to see the posting about the hearings on the Pacifica website, and I thought that was a really helpful beginning, and I love seeing that and hope that that kind of posting on the website will continue. And also, KPFA does have a news department, and we are producing news during headlines during the day, and the 6 o'clock news for an hour weekdays and half an hour on the weekends. I think that we're trying to get interns, and Tom Voorhees and I and some other people worked to try and get the affiliates to be have the capacity to share news segments nationally on AudioPort. Is there anybody who doesn't know what AudioPort is who would like me to explain it a little bit?
Yes, this is Nancy. First of all, I have a question. You said shared the hearings. Are you talking about the Gorsuch Supreme Court? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I did not know that they were on the Pacifica website. If I had known that, I was we should have announced it on the air to tell people. If Otis went to that much trouble to put it on, I mean, was it announced? Who's talking? Who said something? Hello?
Can you hear me? This is V. I have a question.
Oh, yes. Okay, V.
So did you actually check if it was working on the Pacifica website? Because I went, the hearing lasted all day, and I went sometime in the evening, on the first day, and there was nothing on the Pacifica website. It wouldn't even come up on my screen properly. So I'm just wondering if anyone else actually went to make sure that it was there.
Okay, Carol, I give you back the floor. You can answer that question.
I was, and Otis is on line two, is on the call too. It was my understanding that was streamed during the hearings, but it may not have been archived. Is that correct, Otis?
Otis?
Well, I actually went while it was happening. Like, I was watching, on my television.
What, V, can I hear you? Can you speak up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on a bus. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can hear you now. Yes.
I didn't go to look for archive. I went while it was actually happening. You know, I was watching it, so I knew it was happening. And I went to see if it was streaming because I'd seen an email or something that it was supposed to do that on the Pacifica website. And, you know, maybe it was something unique to my computer. I don't know. But when I went to Pacifica.org, the text was kind of all over each other. And there wasn't anything except for, like, two lines, and there was absolutely no mention of the streaming. So I just wanted to ask if anyone else checked and was able to actually get the streaming.
I was able to get the streaming during the time, yeah.
Okay.
So, but I guess what I want to move on to, if that's okay, is to...
Oh, wait. The other question, could you go ahead and explain about AudioPort?
Yes, AudioPort is the national news sharing, national program sharing website that is used by the affiliates and the stations. So, to share programming, and you can go to audioport.org and look up and see all the different programs. And this could be, you know, coordinated to use AudioPort for more news sharing and to have a group of people nationally who are working on news, who know each other, have each other's contact information, can talk about things that are upcoming and who is going to cover it and how they're going to cover it. So it isn't hit and miss, but it's a nationally held process. So what I'm starting to do as a beginning right now is to try and find out who are the main people doing or interested in news nationally, and then to work with that. And I was interested, one of the things that I'm hoping is that we will put together a national conference call with people from the affiliates and people from different news departments and people from the programming committee. If any of you are interested in news, I know Tom is, and I hope Otis will participate too, and anyone else who is really interested in having national news, and for the stations like KPFT and WPFW also to be able to build and develop their news departments by having new news resources. So I wondered if anybody had any thoughts about that. Tom, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, not really. I mean, there are a number of good news stations, Pacifica affiliates, KRFP in Moscow, Idaho is one of them. I would encourage people to listen to their newscasts. It happens every weeknight for a half an hour. It's an excellent newscast produced by a station with one paid employee who is the news director, with about a half a dozen local volunteers.
Great. So did anybody else have any questions or comments, or anybody? I sent out an email about this, and if you would like to join us on the call, or you would like to have people from your news departments join us on the call, please contact me. Does anybody not have my the email or contact information for me from the email? So thank you.
Okay. You have more time.
Hello, this is Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Okay. Were you able to hear anything, or you just came on?
I came on a little bit ago, about 10 minutes ago. And
okay,
so I heard the part about the news thing. So what's the address? What's the email address?
Oh, you can email me at cgwolfley.
Cheryl, you sure you want to do this on the stream?
Nancy, I'll send it to you.
Are you going to email it to the members of the committee?
Yes, I already did, and I will email it again to you, Nancy.
Okay. Somehow, the WPFW directors from last year were removed from the committee list. I was on there, but actually Jim Brown was supposed to be on there. That's a long story, but anyway, Jim Brown was the director from PFW last year. He's the correct director from PFW from last year, not me, although my name was on the list. But anyways,
okay,
all the WPFW directors should still be on there because they're still members of the LFB, and the PNB directors carry over, so we should be getting the notices, but we're not.
Okay, so Nancy, you were selected by the PNB last year to be on the programming committee, you and Ron, right? You and Ron Pinchback? And there's only two directors per station for PNB directors on each committee.
There were three that applied. From WPFW, I mistakenly applied, and I withdrew, but somehow my name, and instead of Jim, got put on the committee.
Okay. We'll talk about this later, but I don't think the PNB has selected their replacements yet for this year. That has not been done yet. So whoever was
that means that whoever was in the seat last year continues until the replacements are elected.
Yes, and you were a PNB director last year, you and Ron, and you were both on the programming committee, so you should have continued on. And Jim was on from the year before, and so the first part of last year he was representing as a PNB director, but not through the year. Anyway, I don't want to talk about the thing.
We don't need to talk about that now. Yeah, you're right. We can talk about that later, but anyway.
Okay.
One of us should be on there. Since my name was on the list last year, I should have at least carried over. But
I'm considering you a member of this committee until you PNB elect your replacements. Okay, and that please come because Ron has resigned, so you'll be the only one. Okay, and did you have some comment about the news sharing nationally initiative? Because Carol, you still have some time.
No, I'd like to pass the information on to our station. I'm sure there's people from the station that would like to come.
Okay, all right. So I'll just go down the next thing. I already talked about it, the open journal that we have at KPFT, and where we apply online, a group or a person that's helping society, usually a nonprofit does this. They apply online, and if they, you know, are passed the muster, I mean, if the general manager agrees, then they come on the air. We had an original show was 1 hour, and we just gave them the microphone, and we provided a producer for them, and they just, you know, opened up and told their spiel, and then had call-ins, and that show had no longer is in the original form. It's been changed up quite a bit. So I thought that is a good way to get people interested in the radio station, and because everybody wants to go on the air and everybody wants to have a show, they don't know how much hard work it is to continue weekly or monthly even a show. But so usually they do a really good job for just one time, and it's very exciting because, you know, they're tense, they're nervous, they're excited, and they can have a lot of information, whereas, you know, compared to a weekly show, they're very stressed. You know, they have to make the deadline, and it could be they could send a copy or CD, and it could be reviewed and vetted by a programming committee or maybe some other kind of the CAB or, I don't know, some committee, or if you don't have a program committee at your station. And of course, with the PD or the GM, that is a way that it's really exciting to get new people to come into the station. And that was my idea. And then we could pick our, really, the ones that have the best response, make them into a premium or into a flash drive. And then we could include all five stations if all five stations were having this. So there would be no fear of programmers, of somebody taking over their show. This is just to substitute for a show that's maybe the programmer has to go out of town or he's sick. So this is a show that's all ready to go, ready to replace somebody that, you know, can't do their show. Does anybody want to comment, or I'll just go on to the next one?
This is Lisa, KPFA. I love that idea because I think there's a lot of people who are on Facebook and probably follow a lot of the people who live stream their comments or ideas on regarding different political issues, and they do get a lot of followers. People love that. And so I think it also, like you said, it does bring in new listeners because they also have their followers. But I have a feeling, you know, for example, they have like, I don't know, 4,000 or whatever followers on Facebook or Instagram where they do have their little shows where they can then, you know, introduce Pacifica, the other stations, to their followers. And therefore, like you said, we can build more listeners. My tiny concern is that people like news, like really quick comments on what's going on now. And so if there's a selection, I think, process, it needs to be really fast. Otherwise, I think you lose people's interest. You know, this is like yesterday's news. By the time you do get to their program, possibly, I don't know. This is just a quick thought. And the other thing is, if I understand you correctly, it's to replace, not replace, but for the moment, if someone is busy and they cannot produce their program or whatever it is, it's, you know, ready to go. However, I did have a friend who is a KPFA listener, and he was really concerned about the programming. He just feels that, you know, it's confusing sometimes when something else pops up during, you know, usual program that he's used to. So that's a little confusing. I was a little concerned about that when you kind of mentioned that.
Oh, I think that's a good point. Of course, when at KPFT and maybe at the other stations, when there is a substitute programmer or a substitute show, the programmer does say, this is so-and-so's spot, and thank you for him for letting me do his show today. Or they do explain so that the audience doesn't think that their show, their favorite show, has just gone. Of course, that we can add in the wording, the smithing of these things, if we get to it, put that up. But this has been a real easy way to get new people. And I think that giving the microphone to people that are not programmers, not regular programmers, is just a really good idea. Because we have a lot of KPFT programmers who started with a one-time open journal, and that's how they started out. And so they became just regular programmers. So this, anyway, I have not worded this in a motion yet. I haven't done anything here. I'll have to do that later. The social media aspect is, thank you for bringing it up, Lisa, because I'm not in the social media yet. I'm way, behind the times. And, yes, but I think this is good. We want to get new people in. That's really what we need, new membership and exposure. All right, and what was the third thing? Shall I go to the next?
Carol Wolfley, KPFA, I had a comment.
Yes, Carol.
Nancy, I love these ideas that, you know, that you are working on, like, the different proposals, a number of them, and I know for us, we do have call-in shows, and, you know, they are kind of woven in with different topics, and it does bring in new people, and it is helpful. And I know we have a system of pulling different things off of audio port when there are people to substitute, but and the need for producers. But it seems to me like this is something that we would need to figure out if stations are already doing call-ins. Like, we have about 5 or 6 shows that involve call-ins, right? So we may not want to do another one. So it's kind of a matter of, you know, maybe starting it at KPFT, developing the program, and then, you know, sharing them or sharing the ideas in some way. So it sounds to me like what you're wanting to do is maybe get it started and then share how it's going and the kind of response you've had.
Okay, I'll put myself on stack. This show is a very old show. It was designed by Otis McClay, and it was very popular. It was at the noon hour, and I thought I'd put that in there. And it's not just necessarily a call-in show. It was like a group, like maybe a school for the challenged children. They'll come on. They'll talk about the aspects of their what they're trying to do with their school or with their children or with the students. And then not all of them have call-ins, but a lot of them do. And then maybe another group that's talking about hepatitis, was it C? They were giving all kind of information about hep C and then telling people that you can get it more easily than HIV in prison, because we have a lot of prisons in Texas. And so that show became very popular. It was like, you know, I think once a month or twice a month. No, once a month, I think. So it just these different little topics and items, and they've got, you know, nonprofit groups around them, and like the hearing impaired. There's this one group that they help fundraise, and it's a very unique fundraising. Once a year, they close downtown city, the streets around City Hall, and they have gigantic 10 feet by 10 feet chalk paintings by artists from all over the United States, and then people just—it's free. You just go and watch and look at the chalk paintings. It's several blocks, this chalk, and then money sponsors all those people donating and companies donating money. All that money goes for teaching cochlear implanted people, children, how to hear again, because they need therapy after they get the thing implanted. So, I mean, this their thing. So then they talk about taking care of the hearing, hard of hearing, or about the therapy they need. So they had very specific knowledge that it would just take a programmer just forever to research.
Oh, yeah. Nancy, I have to get off the call.
Oh.
Because I have to get to a KPFA event we're doing here with a speaker event tonight, but I just wanted to let you know I'm getting off the call, but thank you.
Yes, okay. So afterwards, if you listen to the rest of the thing, and you can email, we can all communicate by email. That's
very good.
Easy.
Thank
okay.
you so
thank
much,
Carol,
and thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And the third item was a whistleblower show, and I had. Earlier, briefly, and about allowing people to come on, because I had talked to nurses, police, what other kind of people there are? Nurses, police, and other, I forgot. Anyway, some people about a whistleblower show, and would they like to have one? And positive responses from them, but they don't, oh, soldiers, yes, soldiers. But they don't want their voice to be recognizable. So that can, I found out, can be changed. I talked to an audio engineer. I mean, just graduated from audio engineering. He said that's really easy with software to disguise it so it's unrecognizable, because, you know, if they complain, the soldier could lose his pension, and that's the board's concern, and the nurses could lose their jobs. So if they were to have these packaged interviews with software disguising their voices, and then presented on a whistleblower show, or, and the whistleblower show could be a substitute show, so it doesn't, you know, make our regular programmers nervous about losing their show. It'd be like a filler or a fill-in or summer vacation, Christmas time. But it might be so, I don't know if people can make these things and, you know, monthly or weekly in manner. I don't know. But the programmer could have other experts panel to discuss it and to listen to the show. Has anybody at your other stations done this? New York? L.A.? Lisa, do you know?
Not to my knowledge. I was going to chime in. So, yeah, this is Lisa. Number one, I love the idea. Number two, it may need to be monthly because I think it takes a lot to, I could be wrong, to get a guest or get all that information together to put a program together. And I was just wondering, since, you know, there's always an understandable concern that people will lose their programs, is there a possible way to start developing certain shows that are simply going to be online so that we don't have to worry about slots or anything like that, so we do have additional news and information and shows online, streaming or whatever it is? Is that sounding crazy or is that possible?
We are not doing that at KPFD. I know Amy always closes her show, and often she says, well, if you like to listen to the continuation, we're online. I have never done that, but we're not doing that at KPFD. Are you doing that at KPFK, Los Angeles?
I'm being bold, and I'm saying that me personally, I had wanted to develop that over time. That is not now. At this point, it's just streaming online, just like everyone else, just the programs from the radio shows. Uh-huh. So I just meant, like, maybe in addition to that, you know, separate little, like, you know, a side of just for online shows alone, so there's less restriction but more information for people and listeners.
Well,
a little off topic, but
but this is a good item. I don't want us to forget it. I'll put it in a minute. Yes, that's very good. I never have time to go listen to the rest of Amy Goodman's show, but I would need to do it at least once to find out how it turns out. I mean, it must be wonderful. It's just continuation of the show.
It's kind of like, I'm sorry, but it's kind of like Sonali's show. Like, her website is excellent. I think it's great. Her new website, well, it's not that new anymore, but she has everything recorded. You can watch it just like any, it seems like a television show. And so I think it's great. And I was hoping to develop something like that, you know, at some point, you know, or whatever it is. But just a thought.
So that's just one show at KPFK doing that?
I wouldn't say it's KPFK. It's just, you know, like Sonali, Democracy Now!, they just have their own separate websites where they would provide, you know, additional, like, tail end of their shows. But I was just talking about all of the shows and just, like, maybe additional shows. So, again, like, I keep saying like, but I'm just saying this as a possibility to provide more news and information without the actual programmers on air worrying about losing their jobs or losing their programs. At the same time, we can invite people who are very popular on social media to have their own shows.
Okay. Yeah, I'm for that. I just wonder what the cost would be or how much they're spending to do that. I just wonder.
It costs almost nothing, at least for, like, Facebook people who live stream all the time. I have friends who do that, activist friends and other people. Literally, you grab your phone and you start live streaming. You're at a protest. You're at, you know, a town hall meeting, whatever it is, and it's just there. But I know that they are using the Facebook or whatever social media platform, so that is a different thing. So I don't know if it's possible at least to do it on KPF, you know, our own Facebook sites to just start that off so there's less cost involved. I don't know. I'm just kind of just talking.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think you should ask some of the people who are doing that if they're, you know, about cost, because
we want to have something that is cheaply accessible, like on the radio, for the mass of people that we want to help. But yeah, we need to explore that later. That's a nice thing to explore later. Okay. John, do you have some comments? John? Is John there? Oh, he might have left. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't hear him. Okay. Tom, do you have some comments?
No, and I'm going to have to drop off here also.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, thank you for as far as we had you.
Yeah, I'll be here for the next one. That was on the 19th. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be there for that. Actually on the road here at the moment, and I'm on my way home from Berkeley up to here in Washington State, and I'm gonna lose cell coverage here in a couple of minutes. I'm way out in the boondocks.
Drive carefully. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Let's see. I can't read my writing. Yes. About transcription to include a new listenership, the hard of hearing or the deaf, and getting more volunteers to come into the station. I thought this might be a good way to do it if we started scripting some of our shows, and it would be, you know, the volunteers up to them which show they think is worthwhile their time to transcribe. And I saw parts of KPFK like 6 years ago, their website, where I think it was Guns and Butter was some summary, or it was the actual script transcription. But I was reading that and I thought, oh, this is good for people who cannot hear very well. They can, you know, get a good rundown of what, because you can read really faster than listening to it. And I just wanted to know what that show was about, so I was reading that. Do y'all still do that? Lisa, do y'all still do that? Transcribe some things?
I wouldn't be the best person. I wouldn't know. I can find out.
Uh-huh. I see. Is anybody transcribing besides Amy Goodman? Because sometimes she has transcriptions. And a few times I saw Spanish, but not very many. I think we could get the same volunteers that volunteer for the deaf and for the deaf schools, or for the they volunteer to do films or lectures or all kinds of things they do. If they wanted to help the deaf to be able to read our shows and even communicate through email, I think they would come to the radio. That would be a new, quick and easy way for those people to be able to communicate with others and be heard. That would be bringing in more new volunteers to the station, I was thinking. There's one other board member on KPFT that has the same opinion, and she's a sign language. She's studying sign language. About transcription, I think that's a good idea. And then if you miss a show and you don't even have time to listen to it, you can just read the transcription really fast. Any comment?
This is Lisa again. that is a good idea. But I think if we consider cost and, you know, the feasibility, it may be a little, I could be wrong. It could be a challenge. So is it possible to maybe pare down to, like, something that may be a little less challenging, like the popular shows, maybe in popular programs or a particular issue? Maybe we can get volunteers and try to see if they will do it for a show or two, so it's online somewhere. But I think it's great because, yeah, they obviously can't listen to the show, and we want to bring in as many people as possible. But just those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I would not offer a salary. I would offer, you know, just say thank you, Susan Smith, for transcribing, and want to thank so-and-so. And then I was thinking, can we go, if this works well, can we get some Spanish transcription and then maybe Arabic transcription? And maybe, you know, I'm thinking too crazy, but I think it's
even if it's just a little bit, and not everything literally, but just a little bit, the main points, that's great. And then
that
I
would
think,
be good.
Yeah. And we have actually the prison show on Friday nights at KPSD. We have one man, he is so energetic, and he listens to the show, and then he gets his little time, and he summarizes every point in Spanish really succinctly and quickly. And it's amazing. I mean, he remembers everything. I don't know if he's writing notes or not, but he does it. And he's not saying everything, but he's getting the main points. I think he's a professional simultaneous type translator, but I mean, we wouldn't even have to do that much. Just keywords would be nice. And our public affairs in English shows, if they could learn a few Spanish words or have a volunteer there just to say the key words of everything, that is really enjoyable. I mean, like this one board member from KPFK told me she's listening to the Haitian show on WPFW, and she said they sprinkle enough English that she can follow it. I don't know if that show is still going on at WPFW, but is it, Nancy? Is it still going on, the Haitian show? Nancy? Or did we lose Nancy? I'm not sure. Okay. Well, anyway, so it doesn't have to be word for word, and you don't have time if you're going to do that. But it's just little keywords here and there. I think it shows a respect that you're not blotting out one audience, but you're trying to join two audiences. Okay. All right. I'll go on to the next one. Has anybody done a town hall meeting on the air and in person? Okay, I heard that either one of the California stations, I can't remember which one, did a town hall meeting on the air, but it was limited. It was just two people, or it was like, it wasn't really a lot of input, and it didn't turn out well. It was not successful. But if we have, and we tried that too at KPFT on the air, and it just became a show of just one programmer and the board chair, and we got a lot of call-ins which were interesting, but it didn't have the same feeling as a real town hall meeting. But if we were to have a real town hall meeting and hooked up with the station, or maybe have it in the station, I don't know, then we can cover a lot of comments and questions, and it would be more interesting and then easier for people who, a lot of elderly people complain to the board, why do you have your board meetings on weekday nights? Why don't you have it on the weekend so we can drive in the daylight instead of, you know, having to drive at night? Not a whole lot of old people have come to complain that, but some have. And I think I commend the LA and KPFA and KPFK stations. They have it on the weekends. That's, you know, when people can come and participate. Well, what do y'all think about a town hall meeting on the air and in person? No comment?
Is anyone left? It was just me and you.
Tom is still here until I run out of cell service up the road here in a couple of miles.
I see. Do you have any comment about the town hall meeting on the air and in person?
Well, I think it would be more successful if we had a real town hall and then just, you know, put it on the air at the same time. But, I mean, do it in a physical, you know, hall someplace.
Oh, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Actually, in a in-person situation and on the air, carried on the air. So a lot of people don't have to drive, do not have to drive there. You know, elderly don't have to do that. How are your town halls going, Tom, at KPFA?
I really don't live anywhere. I live 900 miles away from KPFA. So I,
wow.
I don't, I don't deal with that much programming. I'm actually a transmitter engineer.
Oh.
But I have a strong interest in news programming from a listener standpoint, pretty much, is how I got involved in all of this.
Oh, okay. Anybody on this committee that has transmitter questions, send them to Tom.
No.
I'm sorry.
I get way too much of that already.
Oh, okay. Well, we have only two repeaters at Galveston Island. It's taken down because the building's going to be remodeled. And we have one near the biggest prison complex where the death penalty is done in Huntsville, and it's still working. And we had another one in a different area where there were more prisons, but it needs to be repaired, or it doesn't work right now. So those things take a lot of time. They do help. You know, so when we go off like dead air, the repeaters work. Those people hear it way far away. And we want to have another repeater, maybe in the valley or something. I mean, we can't make it that far, but we would love to have some more repeaters. I think every Pacifica station needs to expand. And we need a Pacifica station in the Midwest. Boy, howdy, we need one. All they have is church radio. That's all. That's all they have. It's amazing. Oh, I'm sorry. I got off the track. Okay. All right. Right now, what time is it? It's 9:05. And would anyone like to talk about anything else? We have some extra time that we didn't get to. Is it Lisa, Tom, myself, anybody else? Well, would you like to? Yes? What did you say?
I said I'm too new to really add anything to the agenda.
That's all right. I mean, if you have some burning wish that you wish your station was doing that isn't doing or is not doing, speak up now. This may be the last chance I can help you because I think my board, the KPFT, will elect a replacement if they get to it. WBAI and KPFT have not elected their replacements yet, and the Pacifica National Board, they have to elect their replacements. They have not done that either. So I'm not sure how long we'll be able to continue like this. I'll give a summary since Lisa's on the line and Tom is gone. Are you not still be there? The last thing we made a motion that we passed was to ask the IED to ask or suggest or recommend to the GMs to consider doing more visual recording, and that's wonderful. You know, we could do a lot of things with visual. We had DVDs and premiums and had them translated with captions, maybe with two sets of captions, one English, one Chinese, or because a lot of Chinese immigrants are coming in, and Chinese would hit, be understood by the Cantonese, by the Mandarin, and even the Japanese people can understand a Chinese newspaper just in general terms, you know, what they're talking about. Because the characters, we could be able to, you know, provide maybe premiums that might be sold across, you know, and internationally. I mean, people like to know what Americans are doing. I think it would be very good. So that's a source of new membership. That's what we need is new membership. And so that's my idea. But in Houston, we have so many different people moving every day. Does anybody else have something to say, or shall we adjourn?
We can adjourn. I think that it was a pretty good discussion, I think, for that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did not lose your job and you're still here. Okay.
Multitasking.
Okay. Anyone want to make the motion to adjourn? or to bring up any other point, it's fine. Okay, so I'll end it. I'd like to end this meeting that the programming committee is really, really very important because we're concerned with making our product better. And if our product cannot develop and improve and be more in keeping with what the community wants, then we have no purpose. Yeah, we have no purpose. And I wished, Venetia said that she got an email that Gorsuch would be streamed, and I didn't get the email because I'm off the board now, so maybe it only went to the board members. I didn't get any update or any newsletter, so... they were doing two things at the same time, the Gorsuch and that Trump Care, and the Trump Care was just horrible. Gosh, people, I'm in the hospital now because my mother's sick, and so I'm able to watch C-SPAN, but I don't have cable at home because it's just too expensive. And I'm sure if we should be the ones that tell people, you know, that don't have cable, important things like that, and to put two important events going on at the same time in Congress, in the House and in the Senate, that just seems to me sneaky. And the nurses were asking me, did they vote on it yet? What's the point? We don't have time to watch C-SPAN. And they were concerned because they knew something was going on about Trump Care, but they did not know what it was. So when I had a chance, I would explain to them, it's going to raise a tax on if you're 50 years, 64. They were surprised. And then I said, yeah, I was surprised too. And I said, it's going to cut $680 billion tax cut for the wealthy. And they said, what? You know, so people who are working, they are at a disadvantage to tell them really important points. And before you got on, Lisa, we were talking among ourselves about we need to continue what the programming committee had suggested to the IED, Lydia, to talk to the GMs. They have meetings on Wednesdays, the IED and the GMs, and to suggest that we start 100 days, you know, Trump watch or 100 days of the presidency and keep reviewing what has been passed, what has been done, what has been tried, and what's coming up, because it seems like he's in a rush. And Ralph Nader warned everybody on his show, the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, I think it's KPFA, that he's going to do them very fast and quickly. And that's true. This has happening. You know. I like that show. We're starting to play it on KPFT's HD3 channel, so we can hear it on Sunday. And it's live, I think, 11 a.m. Monday, KPFA. Our HD labeling is not really up to date. We're not labeling. So Ralph Nader Hour is labeled Assam Popular Kids, you know, a Spanish show for kids, and it's the wrong title. I mean, that's how much work to be done. Okay, well, Lisa, is there anything else you want to ask? You've got the whole floor, I think.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, well, shall we adjourn? Is there any objection?
Nope.
Okay. Hearing no objection, let us adjourn and have a good board meeting and be thinking about programming ideas.
Okay.
All of us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night. Thank you, Otis.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Good night. Good night, Tom.
Good night.